Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I me on August 3 regarding Richard DeFranco, DeFranco. Richard DeFranco is a 62-year-old male who reports he injured his right knee at work on 11/27/20. Appeared he was stepping out of his truck and stepped in a pothole, causing the injury. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Appeared this is repaired surgically on 2/17/22. Appeared he has completed the course of active treatment. Period. Paragraph, per the medical records supplied, he was seen on 12/7/20 at WorkNet, describing he tripped in a pothole and twisted his right knee on 11/27/20. He did not fall on the knee, period. He stated that his pain was getting less each week, but he still had 3/10 right knee pain, period. His diagnosis was improving right knee contusion, period. He followed up at WorkNet and remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 1/8/21, he underwent an MRI to be inserted here, period. He followed up at WorkNet through 1/18/21, when he was referred for orthopedic consultation. Appeared in paragraph on 1/20/21, he was seen by Dr. Patel for this evaluation. Period. He noted the results of the MRI, comma, clinical exam, comma, and x-rays done in the office. Appeared there was evidence of a KL grade 2 changes in the medial compartment, along with mild chondromalacia patella. Appeared there was no acute fracture. Appeared he diagnosed peripheral tear of the medial meniscus and unilateral primary osteoarthritis. Period. He was then referred for further treatment with Dr. Pepe. Period. In paragraph on 1/26/21, Dr. Pepe saw Mr. DeFranco and performed a corticosteroid injection to the knee, period. He reported improvement on 3/23/21, period. At that juncture, he was comfortable working full duty and was deemed to be at excellent medical improvement. Period. He was going to return on an as-needed basis and may require future intermittent injections if his knee acts up, period. New paragraph, Mr. DeFranco indeed returned to Dr. Pepe on 12/21/21, period. He was having difficulty when driving for long distances. Period, he has a burning pain medially as well as an ache in the knee with intermittent clicking and catching. Period, he had one injection and therapy the previous year. Period, they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period, on 2/17/22, Dr. Pepe performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period, he followed up with Dr. Pepe through 3/8/22. And he was placed in a knee orthosis, period. Physical exam, extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Thrust status normal, knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 11/27/20, Richard DeFranco twisted his right knee when he stepped out of his truck into a pothole. Appeared he did not seek treatment until presenting to WorkNet on 12/11/20. Appeared they started him on conservative care, but he remained symptomatic. Appeared on 1/8/21, he had an MRI to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Patel and his colleagues. repeated corticosteroid injection was given by Dr. Pepe with significant success. Appeared accordingly, he released Mr. DeFranco at maximum medical improvement. Appeared, however, he did return for further treatment and submitted to surgery on 2/17/22. Appeared he had therapy postoperatively and followed up through 3/8/22. Appeared in paragraph to current examination. Mr. DeFranco found he had full range of motion about the right knee without crepitus or tenderness. Appeared there was no tenderness of palpation. Appeared provocative maneuvers were negative. Appeared he was able to change positions fluidly and squat and rise. Appeared in the paragraph there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. He has continued employment as a delivery driver with no climbing on the trailer. Period. End.